For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The top official at Vermont's largest electric utility is leaving her position at the end of the year. Green Mountain Power President and CEO Mary Powell has led the utility, which has about 265,000 residential and business customers, for the past 12 years. I spoke with Powell as she prepares to hand the reins over to Senior Vice President Mary McClure on January 1st.
Well, first of all, Green Mountain Power could not be in a stronger position. I've been CEO for 12 years, and I've been at the company for over 20 years. And, I am just so excited to be turning over the reins to Mary McClure, who I have worked with for 10 years. And I feel like she is just the exact right next generation leader to take the company to its next amazing chapter for Vermonters. So I'm very excited.
One of the goals of Green Mountain Power is to get 100% of its electricity from renewable sources by 2030. Why aim for that, and how will GMP achieve it?
Well, Green Mountain Power has a long legacy now of being incredibly customer-obsessed and also building a culture that is fast, fun, and effective for the Vermonters we serve. But in our customer obsession, when you're serving Vermont, 75 to 80% of Vermonters, what you find out very early, in fact, we found this out in really the early, I would say, early 2000s, that Vermonters really care a lot about clean energy. No surprise to us, because we're all Vermonters serving Vermonters. So it really became clear to us many years ago that we needed to start on a path to a much cleaner, greener, cost-effective, resilient future for Vermonters in the face of climate change. So way back in 2008, as I was transitioning or had transitioned to the CEO role, we announced an energy vision to get to dramatically ramping up renewable resources and moving to a very different future. And in fact, we dramatically changed things. I mean, we are 90% carbon free in our portfolio today and 62% renewable. So this latest announcement was just a natural next step outgrowth of all the work we've done on behalf of Vermonters.
And from an actual utility perspective, how does one go about becoming completely 100% renewable or carbon free?
Yeah, and first of all, I'd say, our culture, it's really funny because we started sort of as a focus of becoming the un-utility. So really thinking of ourselves more today as an energy transformation company, and that how we could best serve Vermonters is to help them lower costs and drive carbon out of their electric usage, but also out of their transportation and home heating uses as well. So from a portfolio perspective, it's not that complicated. It's about just finding paths to move towards renewable resources, as we have done and built up to 62%. So doing more of that. But the really, I think, fun and innovative part of what Green Mountain has done and is no doubt going to be doing more of is combining this with how do we think about making Vermonters' homes more resilient in the face of climate change. So a lot of the work we're doing is in building what we call a community home and business-based energy system, where you may have noticed we're doing things way ahead of others in the country in terms of getting storage into Vermont homes and businesses. We have over 2,000 customers that already have storage devices in their homes that are not only driving carbon out of the system and lowering cost for all the Vermonters we serve, but it is really making their home more resilient in the face of climate change. So I believe you're going to see a combination of both home-based and community-based business solutions, along with the more traditional just portfolio choices that we make in terms of the power we also will be procuring for the Vermonters we serve.
And Green Mountain Power also recently announced that its $180 million pension fund will be completely divested from fossil fuel companies by 2020. What's the importance of that move?
It felt like a natural outgrowth, again, of what is deep in the DNA of those who work at Green Mountain Power serving Vermonters, which is we are very actively engaged in doing things that support a transition to a cleaner, greener economy and future. And so it really only felt logical. We have a pension committee made up of employees, some union members, as well as some of the leaders from the company. And it really just felt intuitive to move to that next step of saying, well, geez, that's how we should think about our pension fund. And so actually it's already, as of Friday, last Friday, the committee achieved 99.2% divested. So it's only the remaining 0.8% that we've got to get done in the next year.
And overall, on a grander scale, how has the utility business been impacted, or has it, by the Trump administration's moves to expand oil and gas drilling, while other forces, as we've been discussing, have been pushing energy sources like solar and wind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we really feel lucky to be doing business in Vermont, where, again, it feels like most forces in Vermont are all aligned around the need to move to a cleaner future and to really dramatically lower carbon because of the climate crisis facing us. So, you know, it really, again, we feel lucky that we're operating in Vermont, but we're also heartened by so many other companies around the country that seem to, in the face of some strong setbacks and headwinds, be leaning in even harder to driving the kind of change that I think we're seeing more and more Americans and certainly a lot of Vermonters wanting.
And Mary, personally, what is the next step for you after you step down at the end of the year?
Oh my goodness, I am so excited because I've got a lot of possibilities, and you know what I'm really hoping is to give myself a little bit of a breather before I decide and launch into what next seems like the best use of my incredible energy and drive. So I'm just so excited for where we are and where I am personally.